Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode. And today we have an awesome, distinguished guest on our platform, Jennifer Givens. She is a Navy veteran, also the membership program manager for Mount Soledad National Veterans Memorial. They're a 501c3 nonprofit organization and the only memorial who honors veterans, both living and deceased, with a custom plaque, photograph, and description of service. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody.
I am so excited to have you here this morning talking about the memorial, Mount Soledad. So tell me, how did you get involved?
So since I've gotten out of the Navy, I've always stayed close to being attached to the military in some form or another, volunteering. And through my volunteering, I was actually connected with the memorial. I found out they had a job opening. I had been there for a retirement ceremony years ago. We won't talk about how long that was. And I remembered it. I loved it. And when I had an opportunity to be part of it, I took that opportunity.
This sounds like a very rewarding type of job, and I know you have passion. I could sense your passion about it. And so tell me, are there any struggles, any type of, how should I say, because I know there are a lot of challenges faced with just the memorial in itself. What are some of the challenges that you face in that position right now?
I think getting people to understand what the memorial is, what it's about, to care enough about it to be part of it, whether it's purchasing a plaque, volunteering, or becoming a member. We have great volunteers of our, I like to call them the greatest generation, but we need younger veterans, younger volunteers to come out and take ownership of it, so when our greatest generation is no longer with us, we can continue on the work.
Yes, and I remember going up there a few times, and it's just a sight. It's so amazing where you can see the entire panoramic view of San Diego on that mount. And as a woman veteran myself, I was just amazed that I don't have to be dead for my, you know, children and grandchildren to put a plaque up there. So tell me about that. You can put a plaque on there while you are living. Is that that's the case?
Yes, absolutely. It's actually, we encourage it because, like you said, you know, we're both women veterans and we get so wrapped up in our life after service, being mothers and women and businesswomen, and our service and other service is kind of overlooked or forgotten. And it's a good way to, while you're living, to be proud of the service that you had and your career in the military, and bring your whole family up to enjoy it. And as far as I know, we are the only ones that have a plaque with a living or deceased. We also have quite a few families that have their service members' plaques together. So it's just a great, it can be a family thing if you're a family of service like mine, or if you're the first ever to serve, to have your family out there and showcase and be proud of your service.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I was talking to some of my friends, you know, just reminiscing on my days in the military, and I said, you know, we were one of the first women that went out to sea, actually went out to sea back in the 90s. We paved the way for a lot of women right now, and I was thinking, this is history. This is history right there. You know, we are making history as we speak. And so what are some of the ceremonies that are held up there on Mount Soledad?
So we have two major ceremonies each year, Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is probably our largest attended event because of the nature of we are a memorial. And then Veterans Day is another large one. We have those consistently twice a year. And we also have veteran honor ceremonies. So people who purchase a plaque and want to honor their veteran can do so with a veteran honor ceremony. We have those after the plaque is installed. And that's all volunteer run. We have amazing volunteers that will set up that event. They'll contact the families, get to know about the veteran, and pay respect. It's really important, especially because we have veterans, such as like Vietnam veterans, that maybe weren't given that respect when they returned from service. And it's a great way to just tell them that, you know, thank them for their service, that we have not forgot them. And like you said, I mean, you paved the way for my military service. I served on ships out to sea, and it's a great way to give back and just let them know that their service is not forgotten.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited here. Just the fact that I get to put my plaque up and see it while I'm alive. It's amazing. I love it. And you know, you mentioned two huge ceremonies that you have out there on Mount Saladet, Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And, you know, I always, during this time, I always correct people, especially active duty military people. I said, you're not a veteran yet, you know, because I see, like with my family, I have a lot of military folks that are actually serving right now, and I'll hear, hey, happy Veterans Day, so-and-so. I'm like, you haven't crossed over yet. You're still active duty, you know? And so can you talk a little bit about that, the distinguished difference between the two? You have Veterans Day, and then you have Memorial Day.
Right. So it's funny that you mentioned that. My husband's actually active duty, and we go to veterans event, and they're always thanking him for his service, and I stand right next to him, and I just kind of stare. No, all right. I wait for him to correct them and say, you know, he's actually the veteran, and he will be one day. But, yeah, Veterans Day, you're correct. Veterans Day is to honor those who have served. Obviously, we always want to thank our active duty service members for continuing to serve.
Right.
In the Navy, we like to say it, you know, keeping the watch. And we want to thank, I don't want to take away from them and their service. And you can thank them for their service, and you thank the veteran for being a veteran, for what they have served, and the active duty for continuing to serve. But Veterans Day is to honor those who are no longer in service. And Memorial Day is to thank those who are no longer with us that have served, whether they were killed in action, POW, or have deceased after hopefully having a very long, fulfilling life.
Right, right. It's almost like we should have a special day set aside for active duty military.
Right.
You know, give them
we do have Armed
day.
Service Day.
There you go.
I can't remember it off the top of my head. I can't remember the day, but that's the perfect day to thank thank our active duty. And then I always like to give a little shout out to military spouses as well, thanking them for what they do at home, so the veterans and the active duty people can do what they do and need to do mission wise.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice on the entire family. Especially, you know, going out to sea doing deployments. I think the deployments are, what, 8 months now? It used to be 6 months when I deployed. How long is it now?
Recently, during 2020, there was a 12-month deployment.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is the first that the military, the Navy, has had, I believe, since World War II. The longest deployment I did was an 8-month, followed up by a 7-month, 4 months later.
Wow.
And I had two babies at home, so it's not easy, but we do it.
Yeah, it is.
Men and women, we can do it.
Yes, it is a true sacrifice. You know, it puts a lot of strain on the family. And so, how can veterans get involved? A lot of times, they get out of the military and they feel like, okay, I'm no longer needed. But you know, you are needed. And so, how can they get involved?
I think it's vital for veterans to stay connected to their military family. I know we've seen statistics of, military and veterans. And without getting into that, I think the best way to stay connected is to volunteer. If you can volunteer, whether it's with Mount Soledad or getting involved like Veterans Chamber of Commerce, there's specific organizations per branch, staying connected is vital. I know I found a nonprofit right when I got out called the Foundation for Women Warriors, and that connected me with female veterans. I know my career in the military, I didn't always interact with a lot of female veterans, so or female active duty, so staying connected with them outside of service, it makes the transition a little bit easier. I think a lot of veterans get out for various reasons, some of them positive, some of them negative. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they want to just forget that part of their lives, but it will be a part of you and it will be with you forever. So staying connected and through volunteering is the greatest way to stay connected or become a member. There's our organization and a plethora of veterans organizations that you can be an active member and an active participant of staying connected and also contributing back to the branch of service that gave so much to you.
Absolutely. And then, as you know, just pride and ownership. I'm owning it. You know, I joined the military right out of high school, and I didn't know to live as a civilian. And, you know, having military folks that transition to the civilian side, giving you resources, telling you how to maneuver, how to take advantage. It's amazing. I cannot just meet someone that served and not speak and not share and not, you know, swap stories, you know. So that's, you know, it's so important to stay connected, you know.
Absolutely.
In the chamber, you know, we have our San Diego chamber. That's exactly what we do is connecting you from the active duty side to the civilian side. It's a different walk. It's a different way of life. You know?
Absolutely. And having those connections, I mean, how I got connected to Mount Soledad was through veterans. I had a great mentor that was she's a Marine veteran, and she knew what I was passionate about. I finished school, and she said, you know, here's an opportunity. I wouldn't have found that opportunity if it wasn't connecting with other veterans and having a veteran mentor. And,
right.
And I think it's just so vital. You don't know, especially here in San Diego, this is a veteran community. The CEOs of businesses, I guarantee you are military connected.
Right.
People who make hiring decisions, I guarantee you are military connected. And using those resources and meeting those people, I mean, I know here at Mount Soledad, we have connections, and making those connections with our military people, we're helping our own, and that's all any military organization wants to do.
Right. Well, we have a few callers calling in. I'm going to unmute last four digits, 4612. You are muted. Do you have any questions or a comment that you want to share?
Oh, no, I'm active duty now, so I didn't know all that information you shared, but I do appreciate it, I definitely will be starting to get involved, and I thank you, too, for your service as well. So thank you, guys.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Thank
and
you for your service.
Yes, we appreciate you standing the watch, keeping us.
Yes.
And
active duty can get involved as well. It's not just veterans. We actually have quite a few active duty and reservists that come out and volunteer with us.
Yes. So I know there's a cost factor for the plaque. Let's go back to the plaque
mm-hmm.
on the memorial, because I'm going to look into getting my plaque up there. What's the cost factor for the plaque on the wall?
So we have three different sizes. There's an 8x8, a 12x8, a 16x8, and the prices range from $1,800 to $950. They're tax deductible, so $1,800 16x8 plaque, you'll get $1,620 tax deductible. So it's about 90% of the purchase of the plaque.
Mm-hmm.
And we are expanding. So If you go to the memorial today, you'll see that we have very limited spaces left. We will be expanding the memorial this year, allowing us to honor even more veterans. So we do encourage people to keep, if you're interested in a plaque, don't wait. The only thing that you need to purchase a plaque is your DD-214. If you have discharge paperwork, if you have a veteran that served during World War II and previous wars, they will not have a DD-214. They'll have an honorable discharge paperwork. It's typically signed by the president or whoever the leader of that branch of the military was at the time. And that's all you need to get started. We have amazing volunteer plaque designers that are experts that can guide you every step of the way.
Okay, wonderful. And so you get to choose where you want to be placed on that wall, or is it just going, what's next?
So unfortunately, we have limited spacing and kind of a setup, a grid, you can say, is where all the plaques go based on size. Mm-hmm. So we don't get to choose. We can't guarantee any specific placement for a plaque, but we can guarantee you'll be on a wall. And I'm a little biased, but I think anywhere on the wall is precious because anywhere on the wall will be seen from a very small child and to grown adults.
Mm. So is there any special ceremony that we could coordinate or your membership volunteers coordinate to place that plaque? Because it's a big deal. I want to hire a band and rent a hall. I want to, you know.
Absolutely. So when the plaque is installed, we notify the veteran or the family that purchased the plaque, and you have an option to add a veteran honor ceremony. And all we ask is a $200 donation because, like I said, it's all volunteers that do these. They're all veterans. They're all very proud of our veterans and giving back. And the ceremony can have just you, or you can invite a whole group of people. I know we're having a couple ceremonies that are going to have a large attendance. And you want to be honored in however way you want to be honored, we work with you because we know that it's a big deal. It's important.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining me today and enlightening the listening audience. Any final words before we end this episode?
Just all of our active duty and our military-connected families just want to thank you for what you do, and all of our veterans, please look into us, and if you are thinking of honoring anybody, please let us know. We'd love to help you. If you want to volunteer, contact us. If you want to become a member, we have 6 different levels ranging from $50 and up, and any support that you give, it goes directly to our veterans and our memorial.
Is there a phone number? Because I know people can jot down phone numbers and then get more information. Is there a phone number you can share right now?
Absolutely. You can find us online at SoledadMemorial.org, or you can call us at 858-384-2405. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram is Mount Soledad Veterans Memorial. And we look forward to talking to you and getting more plaques up on these walls.
Wonderful.
And if you're a female veteran, I encourage you, do not be shy about your service. Be proud, just as proud as our counterparts, and get your plaques up there.
That's right. Absolutely right. Thank you so much, Jennifer, and all the best to you. And I definitely want to have you back when you build that other wall.
Absolutely.
Okay? All right. You take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com. God bless.